This is The Noms.
Hello, we're The Noms. And, hello. This song is called Like Them. Take our life, take our hearts, but they'll never tear us apart. We'll let them talk, we'll let them laugh, we'll keep on with the knives in our back. Can't control it. It's
just ready to go?
Say the song.
Sing it?
Say the song.
Say the song.
Okay. This song's called In My Head.
Mm-hmm.
Another sleepless night, another warm embrace. So, with that look upon your face, thought I'd seen it all too. I looked at your skin, you felt my head, filled my soul. The seconds last so long. Hey! I won't quit, I won't stop till I get what I want, and all I want is you. We'll pretend no one knows, and I'll go as you'll go, 'cause all I want is you.
And I can't help.
The sun beats down my shadow. The earth moves inside of your head. Yeah, the earth screams inside of your head. Inside of your head, oh. Inside of your head, inside of your head, yeah, inside of your head, yeah, inside of your head, inside of your head, inside of your head.
This next song is called Rest in Me, and it was written, 2 or 3 years ago, something like that.
Right before it went to the Viper Room.
Two or three years ago, and it was cool. I wrote it with my buddy, Ryan Woolley, helped me out a lot with it, and it's written about just a bunch of thoughts that we had at the time, and I just put them on paper and came up with a little melody for it, and this is it. This is one of our favorite songs to play, and it's really fun live. We get the crowd involved and everybody jumping up and down, but so it's called Rest in Me. Touch the way you move shakes my soul. Your every breath, just me and you, makes me whole. Yeah, but I won't let you down, and I won't falter for this love I can't define. Laugh out loud, don't frown. Mistakes carry no weight. Let love in and we will fly. So take my words and learn to love me for me, and you for you, and all you are my darling. And change my ways to stand for you, and all you are my darling. Thoughts are real, imagination takes its toll. Night and day, my greatest dream will unfold. Sleep, rest in me. Sleep, rest in me. Fine. Laugh out loud, don't frown. No mistakes carry no weight. Let love in and we will fly.
And we will fly.
Better days, better days, there'll be better, better days, better days, there'll be better, better days, and hold on, my darling. Better days, better days, there'll be better, better days, better days, there'll be better, better days, better days, and hold on.
We're taking a break out from the action to meet the noms, or at least most noms. We have Michelle Bauman, Mike Maris, Josh Herrera, Joey Santiago, and Aaron War. Kevin Cummings is tuning up his guitar at the moment for the next number, so he's here sort of in spirit. This is a young group, but it's not a new group. The roots of the noms go back a long way in the lives of at least three of you. And you've had a couple of chapters, and we're meeting you as you're about to write maybe the most important chapter, which is you're going into the studio to record something. So let's take us back to the birth of this group before you were the noms.
Yeah, well, myself, Mike, Josh, and Michelle have all known each other for a long time. We can talk on and on about that. I've known Michelle since middle school. Elementary school. Thank you. I've known Josh since high school. And Josh's brother was actually in the band, and he pursued jazz in San Francisco. So I played soccer with Joey since we were little. So
Striker Vipers.
Just a little shout out. And we won many, many awards. And
was this all here in Albuquerque?
All here in Albuquerque. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're all born and raised, except for Aaron was in. Where were you, Aaron?
I was in the East Mountains.
East Mountains.
Yeah, sorry. Mountain kid.
Yeah. So not the same. I knew Joey played drums, and so I asked Joey to be in the band, and we started this group that we have collectively right now. Has been together for
about a year.
Yeah,
not much more.
Yeah, the noms in existence have been around since 2009.
Yep, it's coming up. It was actually in June of 2009, so we're coming up on another year here soon.
So,
well, it's not typical to come across, first of all, a band that has survived even a year as a six-piece, a working six-piece, much less, I think you probably have a Colley Shaw band beat in that there are five singers in this band, and you're singing all together.
Yeah. It's so much fun to hear everybody sing. I mean, Michelle kills it all the time, and Joey has a great voice, and Josh and Kevin. So it's one of those things where the dynamic is really interesting. If I write a song, if Josh writes a song, Michelle, we all come in, and one person will sing the song, like the main melody, and everyone's like, hey, I want to sing on that part. I want to sing on that part. So it collectively comes together as something really, really fun and very full. It's an honor to be singing with all these guys. It's
Well, that's cool. Mark Maris. We should say since we have so many people in the room. You actually, Mike, you mentioned that there are points in the live show when it's not just the five vocalists but the audience as well.
Oh yeah, do you want to take this, Joey? Audience participation.
Yeah, audience participation. Yeah, that's like the coolest thing. I mean, there's been times where you get to a quiet part of the song and. Or, you could even make a mistake and go jam a little longer or something, and the audience will just pick it up. And, that's kind of one of the coolest feelings, I think, as a live musician, especially doing original tunes. The fact that people know our stuff, and love us enough to actually come out there and support us, but then, get out and sing and dance. We usually do Folsom Prison Blues.
That's always fun. That's awesome.
And people always get up and just get out there and
it's become the successor to La Bamba. You better unlearn it really soon.
Right. Yeah. I grew up watching that movie, man. So he was my idol, Richie Valens.
Okay, so six musicians, five singers, three songers, or more.
Mike Modis writes most of the songs. So he comes, comes in with these songs, and he's just very creative. He'll go in his room and he'll write a song, and he'll be going at it, and then he'll come out, and him and I actually live together, we're roommates, and he'll come out and be like, dude, check this out, or it will be in 10 minutes that he writes it, or he'll come be in there for 3 hours and come out and be like, I'm stopping for right now, like I can't do this. But he writes most of them. We do all bring songs into the band, but the nice thing that he was mentioning that we kind of tear it apart. And things work for us because we're kind of like a family. Like we really work well together. And so there's no like hard feelings. Like we have so much fun. And we, it's about the music and it's about, enjoying what we're doing when we're on stage. And so that's why things work well together. So yeah, we all can write, but for the most part, Mike has put in most of our songs.
What about this song that the audience is going to hear called "So I Know"? That sounds like one of the most collaborative of the pieces in your book right now.
Yes, I think that's actually probably the first song that we have all had a chance to really contribute. Not a chance, but we have definitely each of us put in a lot of work into this song, rather than it just originating with one person. So I think that you get a lot of different elements from each individual style. And so I think that really comes out when we play live. There's a different energy to this song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could, as you were recording it.
Can you play the...
So this? Is that what you need to know? Okay, yeah. So this next song is called "So I Know." It's something that the band kind of put together as a whole instead of one individual writing it. And we were just jamming out at the house one night, and we had just sharing
wine.
Different things, and Michelle was drinking a lot of wine. Yeah. And
I think we've only played it live one time.
I think so.
This is the second time.
And we
kind of
just came together. Joey was just took a slow groove and said, let's speed it up, and we just kind of threw our different parts into it, and so came up with this, and the song's called "So I Know." Michelle, just give it to my girl.
And so I know you are the one. You are the one. Oh. The times we fall only make us stronger.
What will happen when you bring this kind of versatility into the recording studio? You work very comfortably in our Studio A, but I know it's a different environment when it's your own work on the line and your own time.
I just think anything that we sit down, I mean, if we're all in one room, it just works. It just all seems to work. I mean, every time, you know, we've taken so many songs that we've had forever, and we've changed them so much. I mean, there's a lot of songs that we play now that sound nothing like they used to. And, I mean, songs now, I mean, we're just constantly changing our songs and constantly changing the sound and just kind of always looking at different things to bring into our songs.
Well, yeah, I mean, then this one's going to be just, I think... pretty laid back, you know, as far as recording and an EP goes, because we're going by the song, so we'll have time to sit down with each song and take the time and really try and be really creative. We could keep, you know, changing stuff forever.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that we have a lot of time for this one is a huge blessing, because we'll be able to be very creative. We have three different recording rooms. We have a live stage. So stoked to see what we come up with.
Well, I would suspect, as the drummer, you would be the most stoked, because we've watched you working with minimal equipment and sounding very, very large.
Oh, thank you.
Tonight, but when we see you in a live situation, what are we getting that we perhaps aren't getting on tonight's recording?
Oh,
jeez, we have, I don't know how many inputs. We got Joey with a full set. I have two keyboards, and, you know, all the sound effects, but we kind of stripped it down today. What else do we
Kevin got? Plays electric, usually.
Yeah, electric
banjo,
guitar.
So.
And a banjo.
The difference between what we recorded with you guys and our live show, we love having energy, but when there's a live show, live audience, full power. It's the energy
out.
Is just I can't even. It's hard to explain, but we bring the house down. The audience brings the house down, and that's like the biggest thing I think for us is. I get it. I'm into it 100%. But once the audience gets into it, it's a full blown party. I mean, it's not just us playing. This might sound weird, but it's the audience playing. It's the audience being in the band with us, And I think that's what we thrive on the most is whether there's five people or 500 or 5,000 or 50,000, if there's one person in the audience that you see nodding their head or tapping their foot or maybe grooving a little bit, that's all it takes for us to just explode and just get pumped and play to the best of our abilities.
So for the time being, the noms.com or Facebook /nomnation is where we'll keep up with experiments, video, early release, but importantly the gigs as they start lining up. Are you looking to be working outside of the Albuquerque area and moving?
Absolutely. We have a lot of success when we go up to Colorado. Denver's a big place for us. We played up there at a couple of really great places, the Soil Dove Underground, which is a great listening room type of a venue, which is super different from anything we played. And then this will be the second year that we're invited back to Denver Dave Rock Music Festival. So last year we played, it was our first year, and it was kind of one of those things where, hey, let's email festivals. And they emailed us the next day, liked our stuff, and put us on the main stage. And it was just, there's five or six stages, and it's 16th Street just blocked off. It's completely free. It's a great, what is it, 7-hour, 8-hour drive up by 25, and it's just a great place, a great venue. The people are amazing, and we're going back this year, May 24th. It's a Saturday, so we're excited. It's a cool city. They love their music, just like Albuquerque, and we're looking forward to making Denver maybe our second home.
Say it up.
Okay.
Where did it come from?
Yeah. Okay. This song is called Queen. It's kind of inspired by the love of traveling and just seeing different places, which I haven't, so I live my life through this song.
Yes, you have.
And we all want to stay.
best man. For her I shall tell no lie, tell no lie.
And we all want to stay.
Now you know why they're referred to in some quarters as the dreaded chimes. That has been The Noms, recorded live in Studio A. Michelle Bauman, Mike Mattis on guitars, mandolins, vocals, and eggs. Josh Herrera on keyboards, vocals, and melodica. Joey Santiago on cajon, the chimes, glockenspiel, vocals, and egg. Aaron Warr on acoustic bass, Kevin Cummings on lead guitar and vocals, captured in our own Studio A by Roman Garcia on the board and post, line produced by Steve Neri, Jeff White on camera. But we're going to leave you with one more oldie, so to speak, from the Nom.
This next song is Home. I wrote this a long time ago, and I like playing it. One more time, the Noms. Remember, Noms, spelled just like it sounds, N-O-M-S, thenoms.com, or on Facebook/Nom Nation.